This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. Wednesday marks Brandon Johnson's one-year anniversary as Chicago mayor. In the past 12 months, he has aggressively delivered on progressive campaign promises like raising the minimum wage for tipped workers and passing generous paid leave policies in the country. But he's also grappled with an influx of migrants and the city's persistent crime problem. Activists and elected officials are criticizing the Chicago Police Department. My colleague, Dan Mihalopoulos, reports that it's for declining to punish cops with ties to anti-government extremism. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson and his CPD superintendent got a letter this week from the Southern Poverty Law Center, West Side ministers, and five city council members. Jeff Tischchasser is with the Southern Poverty Law Center.
How can CPD expect to build trust with communities if CPD officials do not punish officers who associate with hate and extremism groups?
Last month, an internal CPD investigation absolved officers who appeared on the leaked membership list for the extremist Oath Keepers, but records show six of those cops acknowledged they'd signed up. High school juniors in Illinois public schools will take the ACT college admissions exam starting next spring instead of the SAT. The State Board of Education confirmed Wednesday it's switching when its contract with the test provider ends in June. Illinois juniors have been taking the SAT annually since 2016 as part of the state's educational accountability system. Before that, the ACT reigned for 15 years. This comes as the majority of colleges and universities are now test optional. The Chicago Bears will play overseas this season. The NFL says the Bears will face the Jacksonville Jaguars Sunday, October 13th in London. The match will be at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium at 8:30 a.m. Chicago time. This will be the Bears' fourth trip to London. Weather for today, sun and clouds, highs in the low 70s. Tonight, clear with a low near 52. Weather for Thursday, cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. We'll see a high of 74. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.